Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace. And I'm Pastor Pete Norris, and I want to start off with something today that's going to help you realize who you are. Now, so many people don't understand that they're more spiritual than they are physical. They don't understand that when the Bible talks about sin, that he's dealing with it. When John said in 1 John 1:29, "Behold the Lamb of God that's going to take away the sin of the world," that word is singular, it's not plural. That is not a word of action. It's a noun and a pronoun, and any time it's a noun, it's a person, place, or thing, so it's not talking about an action. So when you see the word sin in the Bible, it's not always talking about smoking, drinking, doing drugs. It's talking about a divine nature that you and I have. So I want to start here with verse 5 of 1 John chapter 3, verse 5, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Now, how many of you believe that in Jesus there's no sin? The Bible tells you that. Whoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might do what? Destroy the works of the devil. So we see here, he's talking about a sin nature. He is not talking about smoking, drinking, doing drugs. Now look at verse 9. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. Now if you'll tell most Christians that are born again, hey look, if you're born again, you do not commit sin. That is not talking about you do not do fleshly things that are wrong. That's talking about your spirit man has never sinned again, because it tells you with the next verse, for his seed remaineth in him. Now we recognize that you're born, according to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, you're born of an incorruptible sin, and that sin leads us out of darkness into the light. So I want you to realize that when you are walking in the Spirit and you are led by the Spirit, and I'm not just talking about doing right and wrong, I'm talking about when you are born of God, which is born again, you cannot sin because he's born of God. And it says he cannot sin. Now this is not talking about your flesh, this is talking about your spirit man cannot sin. Why? Because you're born again and you're a new creature and old things have passed away. Now, his spirit is on the inside of you, so you cannot miss this thing and walk in sin. I heard people say, well, I'm just a Christian, I'm a sinner saved by God's marvelous grace. I realize that, but the Bible says you're a new creation, old things have passed away, and behold, all things are new to us. So you and I have been born again by the Spirit of the Lord, and we're new creatures, and old things have passed away, and behold, everything's become new. So I am not a sinner anymore. I'm the righteousness of God, blessed, coming and going. And if you can get that in your spirit, you can operate in a level that you've never operated in before. And that's what I want you to operate in. I want you to operate in that level that's above what you see in your flesh, but you operate in that level that's leading you by the Spirit, and you recognize who you are. That does not mean you don't do things wrong in your flesh, but the flesh is not who you are. How many of you ever been to a celebration to celebrate somebody's life at their ceasing to exist, at their passing? And you go, and that body's laying there. That body ain't doing anything. It ain't responding at all. But that spirit man is alive forever. More. John said, he that liveth and believeth this shall never die. Believest thou this? In John 11, I believe it's 26. So you and I got to realize that we're living forever and we're never going to die. We're as dead as we're ever going to be, because the old man has passed away and behold, the new man has been recreated. You're a new creature. You're a new species. Ain't never been anybody like you before. And we can see this in John chapter 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brethren abideth in death. So we see here that God's telling us that don't mean you're going to be perfect. It means you're operating in a level of the Spirit beyond anything you can ever imagine. See, that's the good things about the mercy of God. That's the good thing about the revelation of who he is. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now is already in the earth. So we see here he's saying the spirit of Antichrist is already in the earth, John was saying in the 1 John chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. He said that you are little children have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So you and I are not sinners anymore. We're the righteousness of God. We're blessed, coming and going. And everything about us is blessed. Everywhere we go, we bless. Everything we do is blessed. God has got his hand on us because we're blessed. coming and going. We're head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. Everything we put our hands to is blessed. You got to get a hold of this revelation that you're not a sinner confessing your sins every 13 seconds. That you are the righteousness of God, you're whole. When you ask Him to forgive you, He forgave you of all your iniquities, past, present, and future. You have no iniquities because you're in Christ, and greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. What a wonderful revelation of who we are in Christ and who He is in us, and what a blessing that is to know Him and to know the goodness of who He is in us. What a blessing. And remember, this is the beauty of grace.